Well, good evening, everyone. It's lovely to see so many people here. And thank you so much for making the effort to come out tonight. I know it's a Sunday night. I know it's later than normal. But it is a fantastic encouragement to see people from across the life of the church here this evening. I know some haven't been able to make it. We are recording it so that everyone can hear what we're going to say tonight. Let me pray and then I'll begin. Father, we thank you for your goodness and grace towards us in the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you for the work that you have been doing in our lives and through us in the lives of others. Thank you for all that we have seen you doing over this last year. We're so grateful. And Father, we recognise that we are sometimes slow to give you thanks. We want to do that this evening. And we want to come before you seeking your wisdom and your insight and your vision for all that lies ahead of us. So be with us now as we consider that together, for we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, it is great to be here for this vision dinner. And this is the first year that we've done this. I don't think we've ever done anything quite like this before. And we wanted to do this to give a sense really to us all, or as many of us as we could gather together, a sense of where we feel as a church council that we're going to be going over the next 12 months or so. Now, it is always a challenge, I think, when you try and set out a vision. We were reminded last week, if you were in church on Sunday morning, of James chapter 4, which came as a bit of a shock to me as I was thinking about this, where James says, "Now listen, you who say, today or tomorrow we'll go to this or that city, spend a year there, carry on business and make money." Well, we may not be making money, but we certainly were and are thinking about plans for the future. And James reminds his listeners that there's a danger that they can boast in their arrogant schemes and forget that actually, pretty much in the world's eyes, they're a mist and God is the one who determines what happens tomorrow. So we're looking forward today, not because we've got plans, because we know the future, because we know what will happen over the next 12 months. Because it's always God's plans that work out, not ours. But we have been praying as a church council for wisdom, as indeed James encourages us to pray, that we might be able to discern where God is leading us, what he seems to be doing, what seems to be the way in which we will, if you want, work alongside him in what he's already doing with us as a church in this area and in other places too. And so I want to go to God's word as we start this evening. To see what God might have to say to us through it. And I want tonight to go to Psalm 1. Yeah, you'll see it actually, if you, there's a small copy on your placemat, which you may find too small, but there's also a copy here on the screen as well. Now let me read that. It's just the first few verses of Psalm 1, and I just want to point out a couple of things. So, "Blessed is the one who does not walk in step with the wicked, or stand in the way that sinners take, or sit in the company of mockers, but whose delight is in the law of the Lord, and who meditates on his law day and night. That person is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever they do, prospers." That is the beginning of the Psalms. It's a psalm that I guess many of us will be familiar with. And it is a wonderful psalm that reminds us of, in a way, the choice that is always before us. It's a choice of two futures that the psalmist lays out as he goes through. One that brings God's blessing, blessed is the one, and one that doesn't. And what we're wanting to do as we begin this year together as a church is to make a wise choice and to choose a direction, to have a vision for us that will lead to God's blessing. We're seeking to orientate all that we do in line with that which will bring God's blessing. and not make a foolish choice and go off in a way that won't lead to that. That would be mad, but it's easy to do. It's easy to go off on our own ideas and our own schemes. Now, have a look at the two contrasts in the Psalms that are there. Because he begins by saying, look, you can walk with the wicked. You can stand in the way of sinners. And you can sit and just observe from a distance in the seat of mockers, the cynics. You can take the route that comes to a tragically sad, grinding halt. That's the direction, isn't it? Walking to standing to sitting. Going ultimately nowhere. Or you can choose a different way of walking. Blessed is the one who does not walk in this direction. And he gives us, doesn't he, the psalmist, the alternatives. Someone who walks delighting in the law of the Lord. God's word, his gracious, saving word. And letting that direct our thoughts and our aspirations and our priorities. Thinking and reflecting on it, meditating on it, chewing it over. Letting it govern the choices that we make, the priorities that we have. And it's wonderful the way and the place that that leads. It leads to a well-watered tree that bears fruit at the appropriate moment. It is hard sometimes doing things and seeking to do what God wants and there being a delay with that bringing fruit and progress. Because you're never quite sure what you did was what brought the fruit. And sometimes, because we live in a swift world that expects results immediately, we can give up doing the things that will bring fruit in due season simply because we don't see the fruit immediately. And that would be unwise and foolish in both our personal lives but also our corporate life as God's people. But that's where we want to be in the months and years ahead. We want to be a well-watered tree bearing fruit for God at the appropriate moment. That picture of a leaf not withering, prospering under God, whatever we do, prospering. That's where we want to be. We don't want to be the alternative. We want to be that flowering, well-watered tree. The real sense of a tree that's planted here in this part of North London as a church. Some of you will know our history as we've moved around from a pub almost 14 years ago now, I think. Now we've spent almost as much time out of the pub as we've spent in the pub. And it looks like God is saying this is the area where he's put us and expects us to be the people that he's called us to be. And there are first signs of fruit of that emerging. And Andrew mentioned it earlier, the extraordinary contact we've had, an increase in contact and engagement with our local families and young people. It's been wonderful to see so many families coming at Easter and at other moments and actually being part of all that's going on, and some coming to some of the Sunday afternoon services as well. And there's a long way to go, isn't there? A lot of engagement. Not a great opportunity at the moment to explain much of what Jesus has done for them. And we'll be looking to do that over the months and years to come. But it does look, and we think as a church council, that God is confirming that direction of travel of the last few years to be settled here and to be looking to advance the gospel here. Now, there is real encouragement from the bishop and the diocese. I have to say, not promises, but encouragement that the potential for us to be operating as one church here, not two, St. Peter's and Grace Church, doing different things with different plans, but one church is now a real possibility in the not-too-distant future. Now, you'll notice the way I've described that I can't tell you when, but it may well be in this next year, certainly, that becomes a lot clearer. Now, there's lots to be done to make that happen. And who knows how that's going to work itself out. There'll be lots of challenges along the way. But just imagine what that might mean for 3 or 4 years hence. A single, thriving church family here, reaching out to the local community. Wouldn't it be wonderful? Can you imagine, perhaps a more diverse community than we are today? when we think about all the people we're engaging with, all the different sorts of people that might have come to say yes to Jesus Christ and wanting to be part of the adventure here, commending Christ in our community, growing in him. Ephesians 3 reminds us that God is able to do much more than we ask or imagine. Andrew mentioned that earlier. Our problem sometimes is we don't even imagine what God might do, and then we fail to ask as well, once we've imagined. Now we want to do a little bit of imagining today and see, well, where might God take us? What's the direction of travel that he's got? There'll be some serious asking that we need to do in prayer over the course of the next year. But we want to be people who do recognise that our God is able to do, even with us in our weakness, much more than we ask or imagine. And it's not a big ask, actually, or too difficult to imagine. That sort of picture for a few years hence. And that is wonderfully exciting. Now, a local focus then for us is significant, I think, in the months to come. But that doesn't mean to say we're not mindful of all the other communities that we're connected with during the week as well. And we want to equip each other to reach out on those front lines, to be those who can speak and live for Christ there too. But we also have a vision that doesn't look to run before we can, to run before we can walk. We can imagine and ask for growth, but we are still small. And we're not wanting to try and sort of paint such a vision that everyone goes, well, it's a lovely vision, but I just can't see how on earth we're ever going to get there. Let's be realistic about the time that we've got, the spare capacity that we've got. And that's why, as you can see from the strapline that's on the posters behind me and on the things on your tables, that we have as a strapline, walking together. That's what we want to be doing. We don't want, over this next year, to be imagining that we're going to run to that destination. Now, we want to walk steadily, making sure we don't trip up on the way, making sure we don't overextend ourselves, making sure that we recognise that there are limits on the capacity we have. We can't start 7 new different types of work. We don't have the number of people to do that. But we do want to think about what it means to walk together towards that future. Not just stop and sit and think, oh, it'll never happen. But actually, what will it mean to walk together towards that future? A walk that involves delighting in all that God has done for us. Delighting in his word. Not just sort of going through the motions on a Sunday and, oh, we've got a sermon here, we believe in it. But actually delighting in God's word. Recognising how wonderful it is that we have a God who has spoken to us and come to us in the Lord Jesus Christ. Growing more like him. Seeing fruit more than we ask or imagine, as Ephesians puts it. And as we go, well, we think that the key things we need to keep in mind are walking together, closer to Christ, and we'll see in a moment, doing that one step at a time. We do want to walk together, personally, closer to Christ. And we do want to walk with others so that they might come closer to Christ as well. And it's those sort of two emphases that we want to try and think about a little bit over the course of this year. How are we personally walking closer to Christ and doing that with others around us? And how are we coming alongside others and helping them walk closer to Christ? If you put it in one way, you might put it like this. Walking together, walking personally closer to Christ, and walking with others so that they might come closer to Christ as well. Now, as we think about that, as we walk personally to Christ, there'll be different aspects of that going on for each of us. There'll be a sense in which we want to establish our Christian faith, to stand firm in all that we believe. But there'll be a sense too of wanting to equip ourselves so that we can serve others, so that we can minister and grow the faith of others. So how will we be doing that? How will we be walking personally closer to Christ? Both establishing our faith and making sure we're standing firm, but also equipping ourselves so that we can be useful in other areas of ministry in the months and years to come. How might we walk with others so that they come closer to Christ? There's a sense in which that's always going to involve engaging with people. We've seen that happening corporately, haven't we, in some of these families and children's activities with the Christians Against Poverty stuff that we're doing and planning to do again this year, with Community Cafe as well. We're wanting to engage with people, but we do want to go one step further as well and explain all that Jesus has done to people as well. We're walking personally closer to Christ, and we're seeking to walk with others that they might come closer to Christ as well. And that'll be with all sorts of different people. It might be with just our families and friends. We might be thinking, well, how can I engage with them? Maybe I'm just even spending time with them, with a view to about sometime in the future explaining Christ to them. Maybe it'll be our local community, and that might be done with others in the life of Grace Church, with chat and play, with Community Cafe, with the clubs, with CAP, with perhaps a conversation classes for English language that a few are thinking about even at the moment, that we haven't got that quite sorted yet. It may be, how do we engage and explain the gospel to our colleagues and co-workers who actually don't live here, but how can we find ways of doing that where we are during the week? That's the challenge, I think. That's the challenge for us as we go forward. Not in a way to say we're going to do this and we're going to be here in 2 years' time, but saying that this is the direction in which God is taking us. And the thing about God is he's able to do a lot with us as we make small steps towards the goal. Sometimes we think we have to do it all in one fell swoop. But actually the reality of the engagement we've seen over the last few years with the local community has come little by little. And at one level it surprised us. The look on many people's faces, I think, at Easter time when we had all these families in, we thought, how on earth did that happen? Well, that's because we've taken step by step by step, and suddenly we found ourselves in a place that we would never have dreamt we would have been 6 months or even 2 years earlier. So the challenge is, I think, for us, are we prepared to walk together, making a choice to do things God's way and to think about what might prosper under his hand? And how are we going to do that to move closer to Christ ourselves and to help others move closer to Christ? And I'm going to, in the second bit of input I'm going to give you after dessert, say a little bit about how we might do that one step at a time. Because I'm really conscious that actually all of us are in very different places. I'm not going to be asking you tonight to suddenly take on three extra activities, but I'm going to ask you to think about what the next step might be for you. Now, some people are involved in things already, and I'm going to ask you, what might be the next step for you? Others are a long way back and maybe haven't got time to be involved during the weekend or anything, and I'm going to ask, what's the next step for you? Some of you may be still at the point where you're thinking, I'm not even sure quite where I stand with Jesus Christ at the moment. And maybe that's the question for you. What's the next step for me this year? But what I want to ask us all to do is to be walking together closer to Christ, one step at a time. Not, we're going to be here, and this is how we're going to get here. But God seems to be moving us in this direction. And are we prepared to walk with him and do that together? Some of those things will be individual things. Some of those things will be things we do with others. Some will be to do with people outside the church. Some will be taking on extra things inside the church. It might be serving in a new way on a Sunday. It might be playing in one of the bands. It might be praying from the front that you've never thought about before. It might be leading. It might be joining Sam and others signing in order that others can, if you want, join in all that we do on a Sunday. There are all sorts of ways in which we might take that one step. We're going to talk about that a little bit later. But can I, at this point, as we go to dessert, ask you just to think together about this question. What appeals and excites you about that, and what is daunting about that? What appeals or excites you about that, but what is daunting about that? If you were asked to commit yourself to walking together closer to Christ, one step at a time, what is appealing and exciting about that? But what is daunting about that? for you. Maybe chat about that around your tables as we have dessert. And then after dessert, I'm going to just flesh out a few ways in which we might take and how we might think about taking those extra steps for ourselves. So what I'm going to do now is I want to just say a little bit about what it might mean to be walking together closer to Christ, but particularly one step at a time, and just get us to think around what that might mean for us individually and how we can play our part in that in the life of the church as well. And after that, what a question is due to talk about for a few minutes over tables, and then I'm going to ask each table just to pray for us in our individual situations, but for us all as a church as we go forward from here. And after we've prayed around the tables, some may feel comfortable praying, others may not want to. That's fine. We're going to finish off, Coffee will probably come around while we're doing that. We're going to finish off by committing together to walk together closer to Christ one step at a time for this year. And have a chance to stand and pray and then finish with the grace after that. And there's also some stuff to do for you after this, because this is the first step in a longer process. So over the course of the next few weeks, there'll be other things that we're hoping to do, both in our midweek groups and on other occasions as well, as we think about how this vision might go forward in our life together. But can I just get us to think for a little bit about what it might mean to do this one step at a time? Over our table, I guess on your tables as well, there's something appealing about doing something one step at a time, about not being forced to rush ahead. There's something appealing too about not in a way just going so fast towards a direction that may not be God's direction, and gives us the flexibility to be manoeuvred, to do it one step at a time and see where that gets us with God. But the question is, what will those one steps look like for us? And that in a way is the question I'd love you to be taking away from tonight. What will one step more, one step at a time, look like for you? Now, if we just ask in general, it's quite difficult to sort of pin down what that might mean. And so what I want to do is think about it in two halves. We talked earlier about walking personally closer to Christ, and we talked also about walking with somebody so that they might come closer to Christ. I want to think just for the moment about what one step at a time might look like for you in terms of walking with somebody to bring them closer to Christ. In a way, what we're thinking about on those things are these two. And you'll see on the cards that you've got around you that one of the things I'd love you to do and take away from tonight is to take away the cards that are new out on your table now. And actually use these to, if you want, jot down over the course of the next week the sort of steps that you think might be the next step for you. It might be a small step, it might be a big step, it might be an easy step, it might be quite a scary step to take. But I'd love you to think about that. And here's the first area I'd like to think about. It really is as we walk with others to help them to get closer to Christ. Might there be a step for you that's around engaging with others? I don't know what that might be. It might be a very small step. It might simply be getting to know a neighbour. It might be just agreeing to have a meal with somebody after work. It might be not just something personal like that. It might be saying, actually, I'd love to help with that process that we're going through of engaging with the local community. And I'd like just to take a small step in being able to help with that. Maybe I could help a little bit one of the after-school clubs, or I could help occasionally with chat and play, or I might come and cook for the chat and play dads. I may not feel confident to come and actually speak them, but I could come and help set up and cook. What might the small step be, not just simply personally to engage with somebody, but to help the church as we seek to engage with our local community? What that might that small step for you be? Now, it might be an easy step. It might actually be quite a scary step. But what might be the step be in terms of engaging with somebody? Now, it might be a step in the whole area of explaining the good news of Christ to others so that they might come closer to Christ. Now, at one level, that's harder, isn't it? There are all sorts of issues that people talk about in our social lives, in our work lives, and it can be really difficult to think about how we might explain something of the good news of Christ to them. And we're going to put on a whole range of different events over the course of the year that I hope will give people if you want help in taking one of those steps further, we'll talk about some of those sort of hot potatoes that people sometimes and how you might speak into those from a Christian perspective. You'll see even next Saturday on the table as you go out, Mark Joseph Parry over at St Cuthbert's with a number of other churches have got Glenn Scrivener, who wrote that book, Human Tragedy, Divine Comedy, coming to speak about how you can speak about Jesus Christ. That may be a good way to spend Saturday. That might be a small step you could take. Might be quite a scary step, but it's a small step, and it might be a step you might want to take. And we hope as well, if you think there are things you'd like to take a step in, that we could serve you in, well, we'd like to hear about those. One of the things we do want from today is feedback from people about, well, I'd like to take this step. I'd like to do this step with others. How could I do that? I'd like to do this with my neighbours. I need some help. Could you provide some help? Or could someone come and help me with that? We'd love to hear about that so we could serve you in that. So what might the next step be? What might it be for you in this area of walking with others so that they might come closer to Christ one step at a time? It might be a very small step. Might be a scary step. But what is the step for you? Engaging with somebody perhaps? Thinking about how could I explain something of the gospel to them? But then there's the other area we were talking about as well, and that's the area of ourselves walking personally closer to Christ. Establishing, if you want, giving a good firm foundation for our walk with God. And not only just establishing our own personal walk with God, but being equipped so that we can serve God in other areas. It's very easy, we talk about it on our table, just to sort of say, well, it's all quite happy as it is now. I'm quite happy just to leave things as they are. Maybe that's one of the challenges for us who've been Christians for a longer period than others. About what might the next step be for me? Not just I've got to this stage and I'm quite happy, but what might the next step be? And of course, that's the challenge, isn't it? Sometimes when we take another step in any of these areas, it may be a costly step to take. It may mean if we take a step and decide to do something, whether it's small in our personal lives or whether it involves engaging with others in the life of the church in one of the outward sort of focused events, it might be costly. It might mean if something else has got to go out of the diary, if that's going to go into the diary. It might be costly in terms of moving us outside of our comfort zone. And we may have avoided doing that before and actually think, well, yeah, maybe I need to think about that. Yeah. Those sorts of steps we can take are sometimes, of course, there are sometimes where we stop taking them. Sometimes why we end up grind to a halt, because, you know, actually we don't want to change anything else. But here's the question, if we want to commit to walking together, closer to Christ, but one step at a time, we may have to make changes, and there may be costly changes. Might be a question of, well, that's got to go if I want to do that, but that's a priority if I'm going to do that. Establishing my faith, equipping for service. Well, there's a whole range of things we're hoping to put on as well over the course of the year that will equip people, whether that's just to lead prayers in a service, whether it might be to help in children's ministry, whether there's a whole range of things. And we'd love to put on other things to equip people if they say, well, I'd love to be able to do this. It may be that actually that idea of language conversation classes, I'd love to be involved with that. Well, a few have already been on a training course and thought, well, okay, that might be something we could do. Maybe you'd like to be part of that. Maybe you'd like to be part of the Christians Against Poverty stuff that we're trying to put on at the moment. We've done the life skills course. I know a few others are going to be trained this term to do life skills in the spring. I'm going to go with a couple of others to be trained to do the CAP money course, which is a shorter course in November. And maybe that's something you could do. Come and take a step in that direction. Be equipped for service in a new area. Now, it's always easy, isn't it, to watch others do it. And that's one of the things we want to do tonight, is to say, look, together, we're in this together. We can get into a mentality where we watch a few, and it's lovely to watch a few, and it's lovely to see all that happens. But we want to say, no, we all want to be taking steps. We're not looking at each other and saying, well, that was a big step, and mine was a big step, yours was a small step. But we're saying, are we actually taking a step in these areas? Are we thinking intentionally about what the next step might be for me in these areas? And so in a way, that's what I want to ask you to do over the course of the next week or so. It is to go away with that very simple outline on that piece of card and say, but what might the next step for me be? be in those areas. Don't feel it's got to be massive. You know, we were reminded when we looked at the verses in 2 Peter that actually God says I can be effective and productive as long as I'm growing and moving forward. It's when I get stuck that I stop being effective and productive. If I'm moving, God can use me. So what's the next step for me going to be there in these areas so that God can use me? And as we all take those steps together so that God can use us, so that the sum of the parts actually ends up being bigger than the individual contributions. It is extraordinary what can happen when a group of people decide to do something together. And albeit move slowly, but actually move somewhere. It's a far, far more exciting prospect than a few people doing a lot and everyone else sitting in the back saying, watching to see what happens. Tonight we're thinking about committing together to walk together closer to Christ, one step at a time, both ourselves, and we'll do that personally in the times we spend with God. We'll do it in our midweek groups. We'll do it in our corporate time on a Sunday. You know, one of the steps might just be, I'm going to come to Sunday with a different attitude. An attitude that wants to serve people or to encourage people. That might just be a small step that you could take. But if we're all taking those small steps, well, God can use those and make a massive difference in our lives, but also in the lives of others. But I also want to say, this is but a first step. Over the course of the next few weeks, we're going to be talking about this in midweek groups and thinking about how we might take steps forward. Next week there's going to be a calendar which will have a lot more details about some of the particular events that you might be involved with to take steps forward in coming out, and we hope you'll use that. And there might be other events we want to put into that on the basis of feedback we get from you. We'd love to hear feedback about the sort of steps you'd like to take and how we might serve you in that. So this is but one step in a process, and it's one of the questions we want to be asking as we go through. What's the next step? As we talk about things on Sunday, we'll say, well, this is the next step in this. You're going to come and walk with us on that. And we'd love to hear about different people taking next steps and hearing that encouragement, so the difference that makes. It will sometimes be costly. It will sometimes be scary. But we have a God who's able to do much more than we ask or imagine. And I would love it if you would join with me and the church council in committing to walk together closer to Christ, one step at a time over the course of this year. And be able in a year's time to look back and see all that God has done. Not what we have achieved, but what God has done and where he has taken us and the work that he's called us to here. And what I'd love you to do around the tables is to ask, in a way, this question together for a short time, which is here. What's the most obvious step for you? You know, you may have just been thinking, actually I could do that. I've been meaning to do that for ages, I'm going to do that. What's the scariest step? What's the step, perhaps, I mean, you may not want to talk about it, because it is scary, and you're a bit frightened. If you talk about it, you might have to do it. But, you know, what's the, you know, you may just want to be honest and say, look, this, I find this really difficult. You know, would you walk together with me on this and help me take this step? Because I'm not going to take it on my own. And then what I'd love you to do, and there's a church council member on all the tables, I think, and we'll tell you when to do it. So we'll talk for about 5 minutes or so. And then I'll invite you to pray. And I'd love you to pray together about what we've spoken about tonight. Pray that God will do more than we ask him. Pray that we'd actually imagine what God might do. That we might be good at asking him over the course of next year. Pray that we'd be bold and courageous in taking next steps. Pray that we'd be dependent on him for those things. Pray that he might prosper the works that we've talked about locally. Pray for a few minutes together. And then I'm going to ask us all to stand and we'll finish by joining on the prayer that you'll see on the screen in a moment. But for the moment, round tables, what's the most obvious step that's come to mind for you? Maybe share that with people around you. What's the scariest step that there might be for you? Okay.